Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis. Pamachas lo nichnasu lo namal ad shecha shecha. It happened one time with the Chachamim in the previous mission that we mentioned, that they were on a boat, and they didn't enter to the port until it got dark Friday night. Amrulo lo Rabban Gamliel, they said to Rabban Gamliel, Ma'anu leirid, are we permitted to leave the boat and go onto the port now that it's Shabbos? And they asked this question because they thought, they thought that during Ben Hashmashos, during the twilight time, they were outside of the tchum of the border of the port. And we're talking about a port that had no walls around it, because had it had walls around the port, then it would be like a deer or a sahara, different types of pens where animals reside in, that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel would say that you could walk around in those areas. So here the port had no walls, and they thought that they were outside the tchum during Ben Hashmashos. So they said, hey, are we allowed to leave the boat and walk onto the port or not? Amr Lahen, Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Mutar Matam, you can go down from the boat and go onto the port. Why? Shikvar Haiti Mistakal, because I was already looking. The Gemara explains as follows, that Shifoferet Haitalo Rabbi Gamliel had a tube. It means like a binoculars or some kind of telescope that he would look in it and he would gaze, you know, to the 2,000 amah distance. Biabasha, the dry land, Ukenegda, Alpaim Amma Biyam, and 2,000 Amma to the ocean. And what Ramil mentioned to the Chaman was, Shekvar Haiti Mistaka, I was already looking, meaning I looked into my binoculars, and I saw that Shahinu Betuch Tchum, we were within the 2,000 Amos of the Namal, of the port, before it got dark. So you think you were outside of the 2,000 Amos from the port when it got dark? No. We were Betuch Tchum, within the Tchum of the Namal, of the port, before it got dark, and therefore you were within the boundaries. So even though you were on a boat, now you're going from the boat to the port, it's permitted for you to go down and walk around because you're within 2,000 amos of the port before Shabbos, and therefore it's no problem. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel comes with a little introduction. We had taught in Mishnah Aleph that a person leaves the tchum, even by, if he leaves ba'ones, right? You know, even against his will. So we said, Elu Ela Arba Amos, all he has is 4 amos to walk around in his area. If he was forced to go to a desert, and he's just, you know, he's stuck there within 4 amos radius until after Shabbos. However, that's all if it was an onus, he was forced. What about someone who left because he had to go for Pikuach Nefesh, someone was dying, or he was going to save, you know, he was going to save someone from a fire, or from, it was an army attacking him, or a flood was going to wash him away, or the walls were caving in, some kind of life-threatening, you know, scenario. Or a midwife was going to help a lady give birth, or even Edim that saw the Levana, they saw the new moon in its right time, and they wanted to testify. All these types of cases, Chachamim gave a special heter, a special, a pass that they were able to go outside the tchum on Shabbos in order to testify in Beis Din for the Edim or the various acts that they had to do. And this was a tekana of the Chachamim. Sheish lehem alpayim amma, they have 2,000 amas, the kol ruach to all sides, mimakom shibol usham, to the place that they came to. So they leave the city, they go out of 2,000 amas, they come to a destination. From that destination, they have 2,000 amos and not just dalad amos. So it's a special heter. So Mishnah is going to teach us now that what happens if someone who leaves a city to perform one of these acts, and then while he's on the road, he finds out that it was done already. So now what does he do? So let's see. Mishi Yatza, one who leaves outside the tchum on Shabbos, birshus, with permission. Meaning Beis Din gives him permission. Like any of the examples that we just mentioned in the introduction. To testify for a new month, to save someone from a fire, to save someone from the army. V'yamrulo, or any other case that we mentioned. V'yamrulo, and then while he's on the road, he gets a message. You know, on his WhatsApp at Shabbos, but he gets a message, and they tell him, "Kfarna asa masa." You know, what you were going to perform, it was already performed already, and we don't need you anymore. So now what does he do? Yesh lo apayim amah l'kol ruach. He still has 2,000 amos to all sides. Min hamakom shebo ne'amar lo, from the place that it was told him this, right? He was told in the middle of his journey that, you know, the whatever he was needed for was done already. So from wherever he is now, he still has 2,000 amos. He has 2,000 amos over there. He's not just confined to a dalet amos. Okay. What about Imaya Batoch Atcham? If he was within the border, meaning Kolomar, Shikvay Yatza, he already left, Chutz Atchuma, he left outside the border of a city. Ela Shalpayim Amma, the 2,000 Amos, Shishlo Ath that he has now, and Amakam Shagvu Badach, from the place where they told him that, hey, we don't need you anymore, Nichnosos Atoch Tchuma goes back within to his border. Hainu Atoch Alpayim Amma Shal Iro. Meaning he left his city, he left the 2,000 Amos, but now from where he is, the 2,000 amos that he'll have will go back, you know, into the border of his city. So then we say, Ki'ilu lo yatza, it's as if he never left his tchum, his border. Kolema shechazu li'ira, he could go back to his city. V'dino k'bnei ira, he's like a regular citizen, ki'ilu lo yatza, as if he never left. Because even though he left the 2,000 amos of the city, he now has 2,000 amos going back into, you know, the border of the city, which gets him through the border, and then gets him into the city, and then he's back to normal. Because anyone who leaves to save somebody or any of the, you know, actions that we mentioned in the introduction, can go back to their place. We find chachamim are lenient. People that are going to go to save someone because of the gayim or because of a fire or any of the cases that we mentioned, it's permitted for them to go back to their place. Even with their weaponry. Other than the case where it was for war and he has weapons. He can even go back together with his weapons. And the Gemara explains as follows, that this din is really a din on its own. One who goes outside the border to save people, to save Klal Yisrael with his weapons. So he go back to his original destination. Hainu, at Alpayim Amma, up to 2,000 Amos, even with his weaponry. And if he was within 2,000 Amos to his city, he's permitted Gam Lach to return the Irim to his city with the weaponry. He doesn't have to drop the weaponry, like we just mentioned. And if he was successful in battle and he defeated the enemy, and there's a sakana to just, you know, to just rest in the field. You still have to get back home. Even though the enemy's dead, there could be other sakanos. Rasham him lach, so they could return them, come to their place with their weapons, even if it's more than 2,000 amos where they win the battle. And the reason the Gemara brings down is that originally they would leave their weaponry, you know, in the field when they would win a battle. They were actually not in the field. They were leaving like a special house near the wall in order not to carry it. And then one time, the goyim, the enemy, unfortunately, they saw what they were doing and they chased after them. And they entered into this little, you know, house near the wall to take their weapons. And then the enemy started chasing them. And the Jews got so, there was so much chaos, they were pushing each other, you know, one to the other, that unfortunately more people were killed from all the chaos and all the trampling than Mimash Hargoevim, that which the enemies even killed them. It was very, very unfortunate. So at that time, they made a takana that moving forward, they could always go back to their city with their weaponry, and they don't have to leave their weaponry, you know, in any houses nearby, even when they won the battle, because of this unfortunate event. And that concludes Mishnah Gemel. Actually, just wanted to add one more point here. I made a small mistake. The story was that the Goyim had recognized them, and they started chasing them. It wasn't the Goyim that took their weapons. They went back into this little house near the wall where their weapons were, the Jews' weapons were, and the Jews went to retrieve them in order to fight the enemies. And then once they had to go inside, the enemies entered into that same room, and then you have, you know, the Jews looking for their weapons and the enemies in the same room. There was a lot of chaos, and that's where more people got killed from stepping over each other than the enemies killing them themselves. And that's when they made the takana that they could just bring the weapons back all the way, you know, to their hometown. Just wanted to clarify that.